speak truth through artistic mediums. Viewed from our vantage point of the 21st century, what does the writing of fiction have for us? What truths can we glean? Is it relevant to our lives? Does the artistic furnace of the early 20th century, where old ways were burned away, reinterpreted and recontextualized while new horizons were simultaneously forged, have parallels for us today? I would argue a resounding yes. Despite our often unhelpful and certainly inaccurate societal tendency to view others as polished works and ourselves as mired in messy process, we are all in process all the time. Life is inherently a process. Perhaps a book on process, and particularly a process that strives to reflect and distill human experience, might contain ideas that we can apply to living as well as writing. Horton repeatedly calls out the need for patient, deep reflection and preparation. Within this slim volume, she references more than 80 authors and over 90 works. The depth of the educated foundation that underlies her writing is staggering. What would happen if we brought all our resources to our endeavors with the same thoroughness and intensity? She cautions against haste, shallowness, and the temptation of being influenced by the quality of the audience that awaits him. The young novelist may ask, of what use are experience and meditation when his readers are so incapable of giving him either? She exhorts the writer not to scale his work, his wisdom, or his passions due to whatever judgment or disappointment he might have about the intended recipient. These words call us to be our best selves, regardless of the context. And finally, what if we viewed ourselves as she encourages an author to approach a subject? A gold mine is worth nothing unless the owner has the machinery for extracting the ore, and each subject must be considered first in itself, and next in relation to the novelist's power of extracting from it what it contains. There are subjects trivial in appearance, and subjects trivial to the core, and the novelist ought to be able to discern at a glance between the two, and know in which case it is worthwhile to set about sinking his shaft. But the novelist may make mistakes. He is exposed to the temptation of the false good subject, and learns only by prolonged experience to resist surface attractions and probe his story to the depths before he begins to tell it. What if we could recognize our ore, resist the surface attractions of our own lives, plumb our own possibilities to their maximum depths, and mine our full potential? That, my friends, would truly be a story for the ages. Kara Firestone, 2021. 1. In general, 1. To treat of the practice of fiction is to deal with its newest, most fluid, and least formulated of the arts. The exploration of origins is always fascinating, but the attempt to relate the modern novel to the tale of Joseph and his brethren is of purely historic interest. Modern fiction really began when the action of the novel was transferred from the street to the soul. And this step was probably first taken when Madame de Lafayette, in the 17th century, wrote a little story called La Princesse de Clèves, a story of hopeless love and mute renunciation in which the stately tenor of the lives depicted is hardly ruffled by the exultations and agonies succeeding each other below the surface.